listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, last week I promised you some rather unusual records and all that jazz. Not all of them are jazz, though, but it was Halloween last Thursday and we put the clocks back last weekend and it's Guy Fawkes Night on Tuesday and Parliament's been opened, so I thought I'd play some suitably crazy mixed-up music. For Halloween, with ghosts and witches and so on, I'm going to play Skeleton Jangle by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, in which trombonist Eddie Edwards plays part of Liszt's Second Hungarian Rhapsody, assisted by Tony Spargo on drums. Enough to make the good abbé turn in his grave? Original Dixieland Jazz Band raking up the bones with Skeleton Jangle. But if we're going back to the 19th century for our jazz inspiration, let's put the clock back exactly 79 years and 3 days to October the 31st, 1895, when a Negro comedian named George W. Johnson recorded his laughing song. It was used by Charlie Penrose as the laughing policeman 30 years later, you know. This is the actual record, nearly 80 years old, so don't blame me if it's not hi-fi. Our producer wanted me to play the oldest record in my collection, and he's the boss.
They said his mother was a princess, and his father was a prince, and he's been the apple of their eye, and yet not been a queen. But he'll be the king of our furnace, sweet by and by. And when I heard them say, why, I laughed and I cried, but I laughed. I got that hell of a laugh. I got that hell of a laugh. So now, kind friend, just listen to what I'm going to say. I tried my best to please you with my simple little lay. Now, whether you'll think it's funny or a quiet bit of jab, why, all I'm going to do is just go in into the lab, and I'd laugh. I got some help from laughing.
You wouldn't think a chap with a laugh like that could get so uptight after a night out with the boys that he could come in, have a row with his wife and chuck her out of the window, would you? But that's what happened, no kidding. They hanged him for it. Not so much for that, my oldest record. We'll have some more nonsense after the break.
How smart are you at spotting shopping bargains? Well now, if you find the best Super Savers in your store, any cart-price food or drink item that strikes you as a real Super Saver, then the thing to do is phone Michael Aspel from 9:30 to 10 any weekday morning and tell him about it. You see, the best Super Saver of the day wins a £25 grocery voucher, and there are runners-up prizes too. So start spotting the bargains. Ring Michael and help us all save on our bills, and maybe win a month's groceries free yourself on Capital's Super Savers.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras, and one of the records I've actually had for the longest is a thing I was given as a five-year-old in a Persian market, played by Quentin MacLean at the Compton Organ in the Shepherd's Bush Pavilion. Then I grew up and learned to appreciate other things, like the same tune only played by Wilbur de Paris and his New Orleans Jazz.
Thank you.
Wilbur de Paris and his new New Orleans jazz in a Persian market. Having got the composer Albert Cattelby turning steadily in his grave at 33 and a third revs a minute, and while we're on the subject of my oldest inhabitants and all that New Orleans jazz, I wonder if you'd like to hear how a number that George Lewis and all the New Orleans revivalists used to play, the way it sounded when it first came out. Ice Cream. It isn't a traditional New Orleans number at all, you know, but a pop song comedy number of 1928, played here by Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Up among the Eskimo, there's a college known as Ukiwawa.
Wawawa.
You should hear those college boys. Gee, they make an awful noise when they sing their Eskimo tra-la-la.
Wawawa.
They've got a leader, big cheerleader. Oh, what a guy.
He's got a frozen face just like an Eskimo pie.
When he says, come on, let's go, though it's 45 below, listen what those Eskimo all holler.
Come on, let's go.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream, right, green, rock, rock.
Boogie, wah, wah, la, la, la.
Tuesday, Monday, we all scream, Sunday.
Shh. Boom. Roy, boy, Alice, rah.
Boola, boola, that's marula. We've got some chocolate.
I'll take vanilla.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream, right, green, rock, rock. Ice cream, soda water, ginger ale, hot. Ice cream.
Ice Cream, sung and played by Waring's Pennsylvanians, and that wasn't Lee Marvin or Sylvester the Cat, nor was it Popeye. Oh, by the way, Mrs. Monica Lister of Southall, Middlesex, writes me a nice card saying she and her husband love the old records with their toe-tapping rhythms and corny lyrics, so I hope you like that one, Mrs. Lister. About the time I was given that, I was also given a Paul Whiteman record that isn't at all like his usual style, concert pops or straight downs, but it has a vocal by Billy Murray and some yodeling, and when I was six, I thought that was great. And it's called I Miss My Swiss Miss Misses Me.
Like the bell, like the bees in the shrine. inside the tree that is. Come on, make four chips for us, sis. That's why he watches me like this. I lose her in the mountains. In the mountains she must eat. I miss my sis, my sis with Mrs. B.
Weidmann und sein Orchester, I miss my Swiss miss misses me. Ach so. Look, you might be saying, and I don't altogether blame you, if you must play that corn, why not play the version with Louis Armstrong soloing with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra? Well, it's quite a good idea, but I don't want to overdo it. So I'll play a good Louis Armstrong with a screwy vocal for good measure. How about that? And Earl Pines playing Celeste as well as piano. Basin Street Blues. Armstrong and his Savoy Ballroom 5, Basin Street Blues. When that was first issued here, one critic wrote, "If you don't think that's great, you should see a doctor." Even if you do think it's great, and it obviously is, I think we might pay a call on the medicine man for the blues, Ted Lewis. In 1926, he gave some nursery rhymes a new twist, aided by George Brunis on trombone. I didn't fully understand the meaning of his last comment, not then.
I start to croon Mother Goose's favorite little tune, the cow and the fiddle with a cat in the middle. Oh, say, cut it out.
Diddle Diddle by Ted Lewis and his band. Before we leave the nursery, may I draw your attention to the excellent jazz growing in the corn of Paul Speck's original Georgians playing horses. This one is based on a Tchaikovsky composition, so we'll start him spinning with Liszt and Kotelby only at 78 RPM, all right?
10 to 1 on spark plug.
20 to 10 on 4.
Bet. They're all.
Once I heard her call me spark plug, brown eyes too. Guess she thinks I'm a horse of Bonnie Google at the altar, altar, altar. Maybe she will falter, falter, falter. Then I'll get a halter, 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 just to make a mind. A woman's no means yes, I guess. A horse's nay is a horse's yes. Oh, it's horses, horses, just a lot of horses, horses all the time.
You know, if that vocalist had got any more breathless, he'd have done himself a mischief. That was Sylvester Hole on trumpet, conspiring with Paul Specht's original Georgians to produce a typical bit of mid-1920s nonsense, Horses. A week or two ago, I had a request for something by Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, so I'll play it now before I forget. It's called Ace in the Hole, and I'll be back with some more after the news.
Midnight.
Well, here we are back on Mardi Gras. The last three records I played you were all made in 1926. That was quite a vintage year for good jazz and ripe corn coexisting, as we've just seen. It was also the year of great songs that have lived, for the sheer charm of their melodies and the poetry of their lyrics. Like this.
Thank you.
still sounds pretty good. Boodle Lamb Shake by the Dixieland Jug Blowers. I know the song don't mean a thing, but oh boy, how those two juggists, alto sax, fiddle, and three banjos could swing. Talking about strange instrumentation, I see that what was described in the recording files as mystery orchestra consisted of two tin cans, banjo, guitar, and suitcase. It wasn't issued, but here's a record by Bobby Lee Can's Needmore Band that uses harmonica, banjo, guitar, cello, and washboard, and just about everything in the kitchen except the sink. No tin cans, though. I played this before, a long while ago, but it's been requested again, so here we go with Washboard Cutout. What did he say just after that incredible cello solo? Well, after that, I think we better have a break, so I'll be back. Farewell,
my brother. Rod Stewart singing Farewell. That's just a taste of what you'll hear any day you pop into Tapes Galore. Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, has one of London's largest selections of cassettes, cartridges, LPs and singles. And this week, they're selling Rod Stewart's Smiler LP or tape for just £1.75. Why not invest in some good music now at Tapes Galore? 151 Edgware Road, four blocks from Marble Arch, near Safeways. Tapes galore. Goodbye,
Mass. This is Capital Radio. Here we are back on Mardi Gras. It's surprising what gets by, you know, on record, isn't it? And here's one that didn't. A masterpiece of spot improvising by Bing Crosby in his famous record of Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. They call this sort of unrehearsed shambles a blow-up. So it's just right for Guy Fawkes tonight.
Troubles in dreams, and dream your troubles away, until that sunshine keeps through, There's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you keen for a day? Just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. Wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away. Whistle and dream your cares away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. Sang the wrong melody, we'll play it back. See what it sounds like, hey, hey. They cut out 8 bars, the dirty bastard. I didn't know which 8 bars he was gonna cut. Why don't somebody tell me these things around here? Holy Christ, I'm going off my nut.
Bing Crosby improvising hilariously back in 1939. They could hardly issue that, of course. But as I said, it is surprising what did get published, like this 1920 original of Avalon by Ben Selvin's Novelty Orchestra. During the last half of the record, a carpenter at work in a room next to the studio can still be heard 54 years later. He isn't even in time with the band. Avalon by Ben Selwyn's Novelty Orchestra with Unknown Percussionist. Quite a rarity, that, because after a few copies had gone out on sale, the things that kept on going bump in the daytime were noticed, and the lads were called back to do it again, without the carpenter, not even a walrus. Now for a real rarity, the only copy known to exist, in this country anyway, of a charming and quite forward-looking piano solo by Joe Sanders of Coon Sanders' original Nighthawks fame. He wrote it himself, and it's called Southology. Southology by Joe Sanders, the old left hander, as they called him. Well, we'll have some more after the break.
Rod Stewart singing Farewell. That's just a taste of what you'll hear any day you pop into Tapes Galore. Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, has one of London's largest selections of cassettes, cartridges, LPs and singles. And this week, they're selling Rod Stewart's Smiler LP or tape for just £1.75. Why not invest in some good music now at Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, four blocks from Marble Arch, near Safeways. Tapes Galore. Goodbye,
Capital Radio. Back again on Mardi Gras. Well, we've had the state opening of Parliament, and we've heard the promises and threats and explanations and excuses and so on, and some of them don't make any more sense than the words of this next record, which was made 50 years ago. Oh, I don't know, though. A lot of what's mentioned in the various choruses has happened or is happening.
A naughty, naughty college boy threw all his books away.
Said he, I've lost my appetite, my hair is turning grey.
He knew his Greek and history, his Latin was a pie.
but if east is east and west is west, then won't you tell me why? When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. When it's fish day in Birmingham, in Oldham they eat tripe and trotters. Why does a fly? Why does a bee? How does a wasp sit down to have its tea? But the butter on butterflies won't make bread disappear. When it's night time in Italy and Wednesday over here. When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. That's the reason old Pussyfoot has got water on the brain department. Down with a drink.
That's what I say.
Down with a drink.
I'm down a few today.
But the day that old Pussyfoot makes England dry, I fear, will be night time in Italy and Wednesday over here.
This learned, learned college boy stood up in class and said,
I've looked up my geography and found out Caesar's dead.
The reason I speak Portuguese is I'm some clever guy.
But if parley-boo means how do you do, then we want to know why.
When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here.
When our coals are 2 bob a ton
and lions feed us all for nothing,
we'll push and go.
We'll get a punch.
1 hour for work
and 2 hours off for lunch, yeah.
And we'll never have profit here, and grub won't be so dear.
When it's night time in Italy and Wednesday over here. When it's night time in Italy and Wednesday over here.
When our MPs make promises,
they'll make us laugh like Tommy Webster.
We'll win a fight
when we have found
1 heavyweight,
2 last balls and 1 round, yeah.
And the landlord won't worry us to pay our rent, no fear.
When it's night time in Italy and Wednesday over here.
When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here, of course, by the 2 Gilberts. After all that, I think it might be a good idea to have a little solid sanity. So how about 2 of the greatest clowns in jazz, violinist Joe Venuti and bass saxophonist Adrian Lini, providing it for us with the help of Eddie Lang on guitar and pianist Arthur Schutt in a beautifully relaxed, mellow number with a zany title, Kicking the Cat.
Thank you.
Kicking the Cat by Joe Venuti's Blue Four. And even on that, Adrian Olini had to do something slightly offbeat, shall we say, for he starts the record playing Goofus, switches to his miniature clarinet that he called a hot fountain pen, before finishing on bass sax. And that's where I must finish, too, for this week. So I hope you enjoyed at least some of this nonsense. Can I expect you here with me again next week? Great, man. Till then, this is Brian Rust saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best. The best? In vintage popular music and all, well, some of that jazz.